Well. It's that time on a Monday when we wrap the 4 o'clock hour live here from Hot Mama's Kitchen and Bar out at Oakway with a segment takes a look at the weekend and those who popped, who excelled. Nick and I will choose 3 each. It's a little something we like to call Light 'em Up.
Again, Butter! Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes! What a display!
They can't believe it courtside, neither can we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh my God.
How about another? To center field, number 4, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Win the series for the first time in 14 years!
Oh, yes. It is that time again on a Monday how we wrap up the 4 o'clock hour with Light 'em Up, and it's brought to you by Bubble Stash IPA, brought to you by Hop Valley. Hop Valley's Bubble Stash IPA is their most innovative beer to date and the perfect choice for the big game. It's made with concentrated Mosaic brand cryo hops, and cryo hops are made by freezing hop flowers to sub-zero temperatures and then collecting the concentrated hop resin. The result that they get in this beer is a brighter beer with amplified flavors and aromas, with that usual bitterness of hops is reduced, so you get a refreshingly different IPA-type experience. It's fruity, smooth, clean, and floral with a dank resin fragrance from those hops, and it doesn't have the bite or lingering bitterness often associated with other IPAs. It features flavor notes of tangerine, blueberry, and even mango. It got Bubble Stash a gold medal at the 2018 Craft Beer Awards in Bend, homegrown and brewed right here in Eugene's Whitaker neighborhood, available on tap and in 12-ounce cans throughout Oregon, the Northwest, and beyond! So, Light 'em Up time. We pick our best performers from the weekend. Who lit it up? Steve, you're up first. Who you got?
Well, raise my rent. I'm going to start with them VAR Indianapolis Colts. They are getting to historic lit.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott, because it's lit!
All right. This is kind of a forgotten franchise, very much in the playoff hunt. Remember, once an up-and-comer after losing Peyton Manning to injury, stinking, drafting Andrew Luck. Then they progressed. They made the wild card round. They made the division round. They made the AFC title game. Then they got mediocre. They struggled. Running game. Luck injured. They fell off the map with 4 wins last year. Got Andrew back, but lost 5 of their first 6 games, and they've won 7 of 8, only dropping that ridiculous 6-0 game to Jacksonville. They're trying to join the 2015 Chiefs and 1970 Bengals, the only teams to start 1-5 but make the playoffs. Luck probably locked as comeback player of the year. They're tied for the last wild card. They play the Giants this week. The Colts are lit.
It's lit!
I've got LeBron James and Lonzo Ball of the Los Angeles Lakers lit it up on Sunday. Saturday.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott, because it's lit!
Taking on the Hornets on the road, LeBron and Lonzo Ball became the 6th pair of teammates to ever record a triple-double in the same game. LBJ and Lonzo joined Magic and Kareem as the 2nd pair of Lakers to ever record a triple-double in this incredible feat. Lonzo, in 34 minutes, had 10 rebounds, 10 assists, 16 points, all on 11 shots, as well as 5 steals. And LeBron got his triple-double in 30 minutes, a final line of 12 rebounds, 11 defensively, 11 assists, a game-high 24 points on 15 shots. Both Zoe and Bron made a pair of 3-pointers. The Lakers had 40 in the third to get the win, 128-100. History was made, and it was lit.
It's lit!
Next, I have the defense of the Pittsburgh Steelers lit.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott, because it's lit!
You know, history's given us the monsters of the Midway. The Giants from the 50s gave us the chant of defense. The Purple People Eaters, the Fearsome Foursome, the Legion of Boom, and the Steel Curtain. Well, this team is not to be mentioned with Joe Green, Jack Lambert, and Mel Blunt, but they needed it yesterday against their nemesis, the Patriots. Steelers had lost three straight gut punch games and included in there the lowly Raiders the previous Sunday. The North was slipping away. Could they solve Brady? On New England's third play from scrimmage, they gave up a 63-yard touchdown throw. That's it. New England would not find the end zone the rest of the day. And with the game in the balance, they pressured Brady, forced a terrible throw in the red zone. Joe Hayden made an incredible pick, sealed it. The Steelers, still leading the North, and lit.
It's lit!
Next up, I've got Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills lit it up on Sunday and really the whole month of December.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy, Scott, because it's lit!
More of, like I said, a month-long appreciation post today for Josh Allen, who has an incredible December. In his last four games, he has 800 yards passing and four touchdowns, which is okay because he's only played four games. His completion percentage is only 50%. He's only got 7 yards an attempt going. But what Allen is doing that's very lit-worthy is the rushing game. He's not known as a runner coming out of college. Nobody talked about this. He was the super tall guy who had a rocket cannon bazooka for an arm, but this month of December so far, Allen has averaged 10 carries a game and 87 yards in those four games, with three of the last 4 weeks. He's gone for at least 99. He had 135 against Miami and 101 against the Jets. In his 9 games that he's played so far this year, Josh Allen has 500 rushing yards, and he's leading the Bills in rushing and in passing. It's all lit.
It's lit!
My final entry, the Tennessee men's basketball team. They're lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy, Scott, because it's lit!
The weekend before last, they grabbed the nation's attention with a scintillating victory over then number one Gonzaga. The only blemish is an overtime loss to number one Kansas in the preseason classic at the Garden. How many listening are aware of who their coach even is? Former Texas coach Rick Barnes guided the Horns to more than 400 victories, 2003 Final Four. Well, now he's the head Vol, took over a program in turmoil, won 15 games, 16. Then last year, 26, beat Wright State in the first round of the dance, then fell to that Loyola Cinderella story, and they returned their lethal 1-2 punch of Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield. In their victory on the road at state rival Memphis Saturday, the Admiral guided the ship, threw down 29 points, game-high 11 rebounds. Man, I cannot wait until they play their home-and-home with Kentucky in the SEC. UT in orange, the balls are lit.
It's lit!
Last one I've got here is Jordan Love of Utah State lit it up on Saturday.
It's lit!
So I'm going to use this to talk about the best player so far from the early season bowl games that just don't matter from that first weekend of college football bowl season. And this week, it goes to Jordan Love of the Aggies. Love lit up the Mean Green of North Texas in the New Mexico Bowl, throwing for 359 yards and 4 touchdowns, averaging 8.3 yards of completion. Threw a pass that was completed to 8 different receivers, got 2 of them over 100 yards, and Aaron Vaughn's had 2 receptions for 109 yards, and both of those went for touchdowns for 72 and 37 yards. The Aggies had 556 total yards. Love led the way with a great day through the air and lit it up.
It's lit!